We praise you. We magnify you, Lord. Glory to God. Come on. You could shout in other churches. How about shouting in our church? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. We worship you. You're opening up a portal into the heavenlies for God's glory to fill this city, to fill the area. Don't you know that? It takes us to do that. That's what this is for. You're opening up places in the spirit realm for God to work in this city and in Omaha. And Kenneth Copeland's there. He opened up a portal. We're opening up a portal also. You have no idea. It's like a funnel. Whoosh, and it goes like this. And it opens up with the angels all around to be able to touch people's lives in this city. The drug addicts, the people who are hurting, the people who don't understand. You have no idea. We've been prophesied even over that. We opened up a portal to the heavenlies in a city that was dead. So God told me also at one time that we were a root out of dry ground. Well, that root has grown. That was many years ago. A root out of dry ground. And he said, I thought that's in the Bible somewhere, and it was in Isaiah 53, and it says that Jesus was a root out of dry ground. And look what he did. He said, I dreamed it all night long, and I woke up saying, Living Word is a root out of dry ground. Living Word, I went, what? So I am telling you, you open it up by this praise and worship. You open it up by being real with God. I'm not playing church. I'm not playing this. And you can't be ashamed of God. Worship him with all your heart and soul and strength and mind. That's how you come to know him. We've been in religion. I mean, not this church necessarily, but yeah, some. but other people, you know, it's a routine thing, even in the ones that believe in being born again. And you can't do that. You've got to let yourself, your whole spirit and soul and body be given over to him. And when you do, that plan that he has for your life will be fulfilled. I'm not kidding you. Something has happened to me and something's happened to my body. And I am not. This just nothing. This, I mean, I feel nothing. Like it's not, there never was nothing. Nothing. You saw me. I wouldn't even stand through this whole thing. I can run, jump, and dance anymore. And something's going on. The healing power of God is working. But it'll work on you. See, I believe in healing with all my heart, soul, strength, and mind. Because it's a done deal. You don't even have to pray about it because that's something that's done. See, all the things that who we are in Christ is done. It's done. The little things we have to pray for, oh, I need a car, or I need this, or, you know, those kind of things. You know what? But you don't even have to go on this long prayer when you heal for healing's done. God already did it. You know, heaven and earth will pass away, but the word of God will not. And why is it that we believe everything else but accept the word? And you don't take it for granted, and don't you know, say, well, you know, you see, you can get used to it too much and even rattling off scriptures. See, someday just have a long talk with God and go by himself and say, God, I want to consecrate my whole life. You don't have to be some holier than thou. You can have more fun, more joy. And your presence around other people will lead them, your families, to the Lord. Well, we're going to receive communion right now. And so you can be seated for a second. But you know what? Like I was talking on Wednesday night, it is extremely, extremely important that you discern the body of Christ. We are one body. We're a universal church. But we are one body. We are, okay, there's a universal church of all the born-again people throughout the world. And we have to discern that we are the body parts of that universal church. You're planted in a church somewhere, and you're supposed to stay there. You may get offended, and the devil will try to take you out. If you cannot get offended, he's trying to move you out of here. Because we got the word. Yeah, there's other places. But in Omaha, yeah, maybe one. I keep getting this message from someone who left, and they said, again, oh, hi, beautiful. Are you going to Kenneth Copeland? You know, everything I learned from you. Thank you for teaching me everything I learned. I'm going, huh? I didn't even answer it. But see, it was their choice. The enemy will try to take you out. You don't think he's tried to take you? You get in this position, you have to everything. You see, and Caleb didn't take his mountain till he was in his 80s. And I'm going to be 82 pretty soon, January 1st. And I want to tell you something. I'm going to take the mountain. I want to finish the plan of God, and so do you, and you, and you, and all of you. You need to finish God's plan. So this whole thing about discerning the body before you receive, it's the biggest reason people die early. It's the biggest reason people are sick. So what you have, okay, discern. Okay, we're the arms, the legs, the feet, the toes, the fingers, everything, the shoulders, the elbows of the body of Christ. And in this church we are. And because we're connected. Now just say, I'm just mad at my leg. You know what? There was someone who worked for Kenneth Copeland's ministry. And they actually came to that word outreach way back. And they were intercessors at Kenneth Copeland's way back. We had some famous people. I mean, Hilton Sutton was there. Charles Katz, all kinds of them were there. I've had hands laid on me by them, all of. I'm trying to think of the one, though, in Indiana. Yeah, he went to heaven. He had a ship. No, a ship. Dr. Summerall, Lester Summerall. Yep. Mm-hmm. Okay. You know what? Okay, where was I going with that? Okay, we are all body parts. Okay, this girl, yes, this one guy's wife, she had a dream one night, and she said she dreamed that somebody's hand, she was watching this, it was a body, a human body, and the hand of that body went, I hate you, and started beating up their own body. Wait a minute. Okay, beating up their own body. But when we are a body with different parts, and when we come against each other or have anything, and you may be mad at your toe because it hurts, or your knee, or some part of your body, or your shoulder. But you see, we have to have compassion. So what would you do if you're hitting your own body and bruising it and cutting it? No, she said, honestly, she saw even a knife. And she said, that's what we do to each other. And we have to, yeah, words of our mouth. You have to, we have to be in unity. It's really important. Maybe you don't agree with what some people do. People are all different levels, too. People are at different levels. So have compassion. Have mercy. Because were we perfect? Man, I'm still not. Oh, my gosh. I make mistakes. The other day I got tormented just last Sunday all afternoon because I thought I said, somebody's going to give a testimony. And I thought I said, no, we've already wasted time, as if the thing you gave was a waste of time. It was beautiful. No, it wasn't. But then somebody told me I didn't say that. Christina told me, no, you didn't say that. We've already taken up a lot of time, is what I said. I went, whew. But I didn't know that till 3 days later. Okay, but see, I make mistakes all the time up here. Not necessarily with the word, I hope, but with how I speak. I'm not the best speaker in the world. I'm not. But okay, but we have to forgive ourselves and we have to forgive each other. And that's essential right now before we even take communion. The other thing is that you discern the body of Christ because what he did on the cross for you. And that's where healing lies. And if you don't discern what he did, it was, you mean I did all this and it was for nothing? When we don't receive healing, I mean, or don't, you know, you have to push into that healing. You have to push in. I'm not trying to condemn you for that. I did too. I still have to. Yeah. But I'll just read it to you. 1 Corinthians 11, which we read all the time before we receive communion. See, you have a lot. You're powerful people. God all. Have you ever thought, you know, when you say Psalm 91, I dwell in the secret place, and just in one sentence, you're talking about two things about God. I dwell in the secret place of the Most High God. That was the one way over Satan, he's the same God. I dwell in the secret place of the Most High God under the shadow of the Almighty. See, you can go, I dwell in the secret place of the Most High God under the shadow of the Almighty. I was with the Lord, you know. Meditate on it as you say it. You notice there's two, Most High and All. He's Almighty over you. And then it says the Almighty lives in you. See, all those things, who you are in Christ, is the Pauline revelations. And those Pauline revelations, you don't even find them in the Gospels. It's all those things. I'm greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. As God is, so am I in this world. As in him I live, and I move, and I have being. And the more you say that, I know I should put this up here and stop. But, yeah, in him I live and move and have my being. I am blessed with all spiritual blessings in the heavenly places. Everything that heaven already enjoys is ours. Say that. You'll start to realize, wait a minute. There's no pain up there. There's no sickness and disease and things wrong with anything. There's no depression and oppression. There's no lack. And quit trying to think, well, oh my gosh, I can't afford this. If you keep thinking that way, you've got to think how God thinks. Okay, I'll just tell you a little testimony. So the air conditioner went out at $14,000. We had the money in the bank to pay for it. All right, so we paid for it. So then somebody said that we should turn it into insurance. We turned it into insurance, but I had upped how much deductible was, because the bill was pretty high. Okay, every month we pay $506.58 for insurance on this building, plus way over $1,000 and $2,000 and almost $3,000 during the summer for the utilities. But people need to know that, and we always have it. I'm not begging you for money. I never beg you for money. Okay, but then, so we turned it in, and they gave us, they're giving us, we're getting a check back for over $9,000 next week. I'm going, God, how do you think? I want to cry when I say, God, you all my life, you have been faithful. And he has. You know, I think about it from the time I was little and almost died when I was 5. You know, and I mean, I had a ruptured appendix and I had gangrene had set in. They didn't know what it was. It was 1945. There was no penicillin. And I had double pneumonia in both lungs because my immune system was going down. A lot of people don't even live through that now when they have a ruptured appendix. Yeah. And I had peritonitis, which means it had the infection had gone all through my the intestinal or the digestive system part. And I remember they put a cloth in front of my face and gave me a spinal because they couldn't use my lungs because I had pneumonia in both lungs. And you know what? Right then was the start. The devil tried to kill me. So here I am there. I'm in the hospital for 2 weeks. But my sister and my cousin were nurses at St. Joe's Hospital or just graduating. And, you know, World War II was just ending also. And they were experimenting with penicillin for the United States Army. And they asked the United States Army if they could have penicillin or give it to me because it was working on the soldiers who had been wounded and had infection. And so, I mean, that was like nobody else was getting it. But, I mean, I wasn't going to say that. But you see, he's been so good all my life. You know, my husband dies and leaves me with two kids, you know, 10 months old and 20 months old. That's how close they were together. And you see, but God, he's been faithful. He's been so faithful. I've never starved. I've never been out of a home. Never had to be, you know, concerned about things. I mean, maybe, you know, you look back, but all kinds of things happened. I had cancer in 2012, you know. Had lots of things happen. I mean, I could tell you all kinds of things in between there. But God has always been faithful. And his goodness. You see, the older you get, the more you have had things happen to you, and the more grateful you are to God that he has still preserved you. Who cares what other people say? Who cares? Keep your focus on God. Don't be distracted by the things that happen. And that's, you know, the joy of the Lord is your strength. Okay, so this is what it says in 1 Corinthians 11. Whoever eats the bread or drinks the cup of the Lord in a way that is unworthy of him will be guilty of profaning and sinning against the body and the blood of the Lord. What he did for us on the cross. And the other part is discerning the body of Christ and being in forgiveness toward them and no matter what. Let a man thoroughly examine himself, and only when he's done so should he eat of the bread and drink of the cup. For anyone who eats and drinks without discriminating and recognizing with due appreciation that it is Christ's body, eats and drinks a sentence, a verdict of judgment upon himself. And that careless and unworthy participation is the reason many of you are weak and sickly, and quite enough of you have fallen into the sleep of death. And actually, that means died prematurely. For if we searchingly examined ourselves, detecting our shortcomings and recognizing our own condition, you know what? Every little thing, if there's something God shows you, repent for it. We should not be judged and penalty decreed by the divine judgment. But when we fall short and are judged by the Lord, see, the Lord doesn't want us to be condemned with the world. He loves us. He looks at us and say, man, you came this far. Don't goof up now. But when we fall short, we're judged by the Lord and we're disciplined and chastened. Now, he doesn't discipline you with sickness and disease, but you can open the door to it. So that we may not finally be condemned to eternal punishment along with the world. Oh, you were the one you sent me this thing about. Boy, that's good too. This young man, you better. He had a high fever, 106 degrees, and his dad kept wanting him to go to the, take him to the emergency room, and he finally took him, but he died, and he went and he saw hell. And he said the torment is continuous. And you know, that torment, and he said it was people were screaming and saying, I want to repent now, I want to repent now, but it's too late. And they're in condemnation, incarceration there. And all these people are standing there and they're all doing the same thing. And he looked at him and went, he felt sorry for him, but there's nothing you could do because you're in torment. And see, like if it was drugs, because you never got rid of that, or you know, God is merciful to that too. But that's the thing you're going to crave. Or it's sex, or it's perverted sex, or pornography. You're going to crave that, and you'll never get the craving. That's the torment. But screaming in the fire, And then he saw, then he went up to heaven for a few seconds. And God says, you're going back to earth. I might not be telling it quite right. However, he said, but I want you to tell people. And he said it was like total peace. Just everything, he felt good about everything in himself. You see, it's eternal. And believe me, there's Christians who can. It's not a guarantee. That's not a guarantee. This one man died. And this was under Kenneth Hagin's, tutelage. And he said, no, he never repented. And he said he may have received the Lord. See, people think, or received Jesus. And I'm okay. I'll just do anything I want. How can people do drugs and do all this stuff if they're Christians? I don't get it. But anyway, some people do. And but he said there wasn't even 2 weeks of his entire life that he followed the Lord. And he said, no, he did not make it. He told Kenneth Hagin. And I know Kenneth Hagin, even one of his relatives, he cried because he tried so hard to lead her to the Lord. It was an aunt. And she just did not believe in God at all. And she died and she went, oh, Kenneth, help me, help me. And he said, receive Jesus. And she, and you know what? She went, oh, I see hell. And she screamed and dead. She did. Just like that. Atheists. It's there. I'm not trying to tell you are. But be sincere. Say, God, I feel dull towards you. But I want more. And it's not feeling, but it's just a love in your heart. And see, when we even worship like that, all I see is light. Light, 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 light all over the place. Like bursting light, angels. And it's just light when I shut my eyes. It's light. and you feel, you can be emotional with God in a right way. Some of the singers, all it is emotion when they're singing. But I can tell you, it can be very real, too. So you got to be careful about that. They can stir up your emotions to a point where it's just emotion. But you have to be careful. You got to have the real relationship with God. Because you can go to concerts, and it's emotion. Or you can never get the word and be just all stirred up, and it becomes emotion. But it's not stability when you walk out there and the rubber meets the road. And it might be right out there, or it might be before you even walk out the door. It could be something that happens, something someone says to you. It's just not worth it. anymore. As if we had never done it. I was like, I probably reap what I sow. Honest to God. So I mean, before we receive communion, let's just make sure about that. Thank you so much for coming, though, tonight. 6:30. Okay, we will sing one more song after this, I think. It's one more. Okay, so how are we going to do this? I'll tell you what. I knew that the healing power of God was here during that one song. I could have never jumped like that. Up and down and up and down. There's something happening. Also, what I noticed about myself, the more boldness when I'm in grocery stores and restaurants and stuff to say stuff to people. You've noticed it. See, God is coming down. I don't know how to say it, but he's doing it for us. He'll work it in us if we have the right heart. And you don't have to. Now, he's always been bold.
I know what he did for me.
Yeah.
And it's worth celebrating.
But he has a sincere heart.
Because I was a mess, big time.
He sure was. No, so was I.
Our marriage was just
we were a big, fat mess.
Kids didn't want to be around me. But look what God can do.
Amen.
You know, I'm just going to say this, okay? Dan, a lot of you remember when David danced before the Lord? Yeah. And Saul's daughter married David.
Yeah.
And so David was exciting because they brought the tabernacle into the Jerusalem. And he danced with all his might.
And she was ashamed.
And she said, I'm ashamed of you. Lifting yourself up. He said, I'll make a bigger fool of myself in front of the Lord, and I don't care. Guess what? She was better than the rest of her life. Mm-hmm. I can show you in Luke 12:8, look at 8 and 9. If you don't worship the Lord, look at it once in the Amplified. I'm not showing off because I know what he did. When you were on a ship and you almost got washed over the side and some guy grabbed you, that's something to celebrate about.
Amen.
Yeah.
Duh, he went on the deck where there was a hurricane.
I would not have been here. Here's another thing, Kurt. God has a path for you. If her first husband would not have died,
I don't know what that's on, but yeah.
Where would I be? I wouldn't get to know you guys. I wouldn't have grandchildren. God knows your path. I can show you, instruct and teach him the way you should go. Guide him with his eye. He will guide you if you will let him. But see, if her first husband was that, I don't know where I'd be, man. I wouldn't know you. I wouldn't have grandkids. I wouldn't have sons, daughters. Think about that. Now, that's something to think about.
True.
But now I have a complete lot. It's not complete yet, but I'm getting there like Colossians 2:10 said Wednesday. That's good. I'm getting there. I'm kidding, man. See, that's why 1 Thessalonians 5:23 says the very God of peace sanctify you holy. Pray her spirit, wants to go to church, wants to walk in love, wants to pray in the spirit, wants to do everything the word of God does, but you've got to renew your mind. Romans 12:2. Because your mind, will, and emotion, she said it Wednesday, attack your mind, the devil attacks your mind. And if you don't have it renewed by the word of God, he is going. Listen to my words, incline your ears to my saying. Let them not depart from your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart, for their life and health define them.
Amen.
But it says, protect your spirit from out of it. That's Proverbs 4, 20, 21, 22, and 23. Here's your life right here. But see, it says right in Proverbs 15:4, a wholesome tongue is a tree of life. But perverseness, there's a breach in the spirit. When you speak negative and you disobey, your spirit starts to get hard and you don't hear from the spirit. I'm going to tell you another thing, church. Because you're here, a lot of churches and models in the Bible, we're not going to know when Jesus comes. Oh, yes, we are. Enoch knew when he was going to go. So did Elisha know when he's going to go. Jesus knew when he was going to go.
Yeah.
When you draw near the Lord like you are now, you're going to know.
You're going to know. And if, did you ever think of this? There's different time zones. Just one.
As he is pure. Like she said, there's no sickness and disease. There's no sin up in heaven. That's why we're trying to get rid of all this out of y'all. See, why does Romans 6:23, the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. Yeah. I mean, read Galatians once about the old, the law.
Yeah.
It's pretty serious, I'll tell you. But see, that's what we're doing. See, that's why it says right in Revelation chapter 4, the crystal sea, most people don't even know it, and I've said this before, but some of you are new here. The crystal sea is standing in front of the throne. Mm-hmm. Guess who the crystal sea is?
Us.
We. Because we're getting ready. When we go up there, well, not the crystal can, there's not a flaw.
Real crystal has no flaws.
That's what we're working at right now. Because it says that a sea means people, not an ocean. This shows, there's so many Christians say, well, you're going through tribulation. No, you need to know this, church.
It kind of feels like it.
How come 13 trillion angels are up there at one time? Because they're with us. We're up there on the throne right there at all times. Yeah, they're going to come down after we're going to tribulation. You don't want a bug going through this tribulation that's coming, church, I'll tell you. Hailstones are going to fall out of the sky 100 pounds apiece, it said, right in Revelation 16. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. No water to drink.
Yeah.
No heat, no electricity. Nope, it's all going to be blood to drink. That's all. It's time, church, to draw near to him, and he draws near to you. James 4:8. Get other things out of your life. Yeah, like she said, you can have fun. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. All these things will be added unto you. I tell you, when you
joy.
Follow him, see, the locusts are going to sting for 5 minutes. It's all I can show you. A lot of people don't know about Revelations, but I've studied it. The locusts are going to sting for 5 months, and it's going to be like a scorpion sting, and you'll not be able to die. People are going to run in front of trains. They're going to fall off buildings. They're going to die there, lay there, and all them locusts are going to continue to sting them. This is what's coming to this life. Now, if you receive the Lord God, see, read Matthew 25, the 10 virgins. 5 were foolish and 5 were not. See, when you come to church, you're building your oil. But if you don't come to your church, you're not building your oil. Yeah. See, 5, you know, 5 got the oil. All of a sudden, they're hearing, oh my, what about Noah? You know, or, I mean, Noah, the ark. But see, they knew when Jesus was going to come, and they were preparing. These other people don't go to church. They don't read the Bible. They don't do any of that stuff. They don't feel the oil. That's what you're doing. When you come to church, when you obey, obey the Lord. And they said, can we have some of your oil? No, we've only got enough for ourselves. You go to the store. See, now we're doing it now. We don't have to go to the store and get our oil. We're doing it right now when you obey the word.
Mm-hmm.
Praying in tongues, worshiping the Lord. You're building your Holy Spirit. You're building the oil.
Mm-hmm.
Guess what? The door was closed. Can we come in? No, I don't even know you. Read Matthew 7 once too.
Yeah.
I didn't know you. I said, Lord, Lord, I prophesy. I cast out. I said, he didn't know you. He knows when you're really following him. He's after your heart. That's what he's after.
That's not the outward.
Says, protect your spirit for out of those issues of life.
Out here.
You know. It says right in Thessalonians, men will fall away in the last days, and I'm going to tell you, I can see it. Yeah. I mean, church used to come to church on Sunday when we had prayer. We come here to get ready for church at 10, 8 o'clock. We get ready about 8:30. You're preparing yourself. What if you were in a battle and there was an enemy coming over here, you were wiping the sleep out of your eyes? Well, you would do very good, would you? We're coming here. We're praising the Lord. We're praying in tongues. We're setting it up.
Yeah.
That's what we do when we come here to church. I'll tell you what, it says right in Proverbs 8:17, those that love him will receive him early in the morning. That's what I do early in the morning. When I get up in the morning, I praise my Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh, this is a day. I always keep saying, this is another day closer to Jesus coming. This is what Copeland was saying too. Denny said, you got to start saying Jesus is coming. Because if he doesn't, you don't say it. You're not going to get it. Yeah.
Yeah, see, we're encouraging everybody. Speak the things you want. I'm healed.
What
you have to say 100 times a day, my body, you are healed. You're healed. You're healed. You're going to change your DNA inside of you. You don't have to have all this. I don't care if it came down the line. Stuff doesn't come down the line. We got the blood of Jesus running through our veins and our arteries. We do. And you keep saying it. Say it out loud. I'm healed. I'm healed. I'm healed. I'm healed. Body, you're healed. I'm telling you, you're healed. Because it's a done deal already. Done deal. Like God gave you $2 million in your bank account and you never draw it out. It's a done deal. It's a done deal. You know what? I feel like, you want to say? Yeah. Really? Is that right? There's things happening like the locusts came and ate up thousands and thousands of acres in Africa. Different things that happened in, you know, Moses or, time.
Egypt.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes.
It's going to be worse.
What is that scripture? What happened before?
I think it said there'll be many plagues. Well, look at this thing, this COVID junk, you know. There's going to be just all kinds of things are going to start happening. Earthquakes are going to be worse and worse.
Well, they are already.
Before we leave.
Uh-huh. You know what? That's why there's so many signs out there. You know, we thought we'd never go to a mid-trib, and I wondered if we aren't in it. We're in the land of Goshen. Because you're following God. And I'm just so grateful to God for that. But God, think of the goodness. We could still operate. And God provides us with money constantly. What is that?
Constantly.
If you don't think we're in the right church, something's wrong somewhere. I mean, I'm even shocked. Yes.
Copeland last night said, 1 Peter 24, by his own cause and all your guys in the right place.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. That's right. Well, what are we doing? Exactly. You see, and when he was saying that, we watched it. And we decided not to, I got to watch my body. Because now I had to do this, and there was lots of things today, too. And we watched it, and I thought, that's what we keep saying. What we were talking about, there's spiritual laws, and there's natural laws why your body isn't healed either. And you've got to correct those things. 3/4 of the time, the preacher is supposed to correct, and 1/4 exhort. That's why that greasy grace stuff is all like, oh, you're okay, you're okay. God loves you, he loves us. He loves us a lot, but you better correct some things. Just because he loves you doesn't mean you can be a homosexual. Hey, I'm not kidding you. I know people, I'll tell you, Sharon Perdue. She was ministering to somebody, this was way back, and she was ministering, and they thought, well, God loves me just the way I am. He loves you, but you will go to hell if you don't correct the gender stuff in the... He will. Correct. Correct. See, read that. Yes. 1 Peter 2.
Read. Don't jump to Isaiah 53.
Come on.
5.
Mm-hmm.
He said, start at Isaiah 52, chapter 52.
Yes.
52, 53, and 54.
With crucifixion.
That's what we're doing.
Mm-hmm.
See, we're trying to jump into something that we haven't seen in our lives.
We're not ready.
Then.
Yeah.
Right. It's too, and it might be, we're all so excited, I'm sorry. But it's little things. It could be a spirit of jealousy gets in you when you see something, or see people have friends and you don't, or it could be just, you know, say, right then you recognize it and you say, God, I repent, I will not cater to that thing. And it might look at your own faults. You know what I'm talking about? God, I can't get over this. I don't like that. Who cares if you don't like what he does? Take care of yourself. Get rid of what you need to get rid of. Be honest with thyself. Yeah. Oh, I'm perfect to do what else is. I'll tell you what, repent on the spot. Because I can see him make mistakes. Go to the beautician and I'll say something. And I go, oh, God, I'm sorry. You know, under my breath. That didn't happen, but that's what I'm just using that as an example. Or you get irritated with somebody at the, counter. Stuff, repent. I don't want to be like that anymore.
Because you're hardening your spirit when you yell at them or scream at them like I want to beat them, what? Well, the devil's going to set you up to see what comes out of your mouth. Yeah, that's what he works on. What's John 10:10 say again? He comes to steal, kill, and destroy. I have come to give you life and give it you more. This word, he cannot come against you. What does James 4:7 say again? He hates this word. That's when you submit to this word. But how many are reading the Bible?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Cobus said that flea means he runs in terror.
He does, too. He hates this word. He hates joy. He hates worship. He's anything that's joy. He hates it because he tries to oppress you. And of course, then your heart starts to beat not as good, and you're mm-hmm. blowing your body. You start to die. You really do when you don't, the joy, with the joy. If you do not have joy, you're going to die early.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you can be young and say, oh, it's not going to hurt me. Oh, yeah? Your body starts to digress, and that's why I'm 79, and I've got to keep going because there's a harvest that's coming. And I'll tell you, we've got to prepare for it. Dr. Frayne said, we'll not shut these doors night and day after a while. Because there's, see, what did she say Wednesday? Amos 8:11. There'll be not a lack of water or bread, but the preaching of the gospel.
That was Thursday morning.
Preaching the gospel? Didn't Copeland say, this church does? Thank humans, didn't he?
Sure.
Yeah. Yeah. But it's up to all of us, because the devil would just love to you're out on the highway out there, and he'll pick you off if you're not hooked to the vine. See, he's the vine and we're the branch, and you've got to stick with that vine. Too many people are pulled away from that vine, and they're drying up. So praise God. Well, we ought to go to communion. Praise
yeah,
God.
I know. Somebody already left because they have to
preach
go.
Myself happy. So,
I thought about this too, though. Do you mind if I pray for the city of Fremont?
Yeah.
You want to just agree? Okay, and I've got a really good... Okay, so Father, we come boldly to the throne of grace, interceding for the city of Fremont and the surrounding areas, especially in this day and hour and what could be going on. We thank you that your eyes are upon these cities because we've opened up a portal, and your ears are open to our prayers. So Father God, thank you for preserving the city and bringing restoration and wholeness to this community and the surrounding communities. And I will tell you this, at one time he told us that we are elders over the little cities back there, the little tiny Midlands. Arlington and all those little ones, Dodge, Howells, Snyder, Scribner, North Bend. Okay, see, all those. We pray for a spiritual awakening in the hearts of the Fremont and surrounding cities residents. Restore faith and vision in this generation and ignite in them a holy fire and godly passion that will destroy every unclean influence. We decree and declare that Jesus is Lord over Fremont and the surrounding cities, and every strategy that the enemy has devised against the people in these cities is hindered and defeated. In the name of Jesus, we bind the strong... The strong men that have held Fremont and the surrounding cities in bondage, we bind spirits of religion, sorcery, witchcraft, illegal drug trade and usage. We bind the spirits of greed and violence and murder, suicide, and self-destruction. We bind spirits of hatred, abuse, anger, and rage, especially to children. We bind the spirits of division and racism, strife, mental oppression, depression, mind-controlling spirits, crime, vandalism, stealing, assault, and gang violence. We bind the spirits of lust, sexual immorality, perversion, homosexuality, rape, molestation, and adultery. We bind the spirits of fornication. That's living, everybody living together. Yeah. Incest, pornography, prostitution, excuse me, divorce. And the destruction of marriages and families. We bind the spirits of fear, lying, idolatry, antichrist, deception, rejection, pride, jealousy, bitterness, and rebellion. In the name of Jesus, we bind the spirits behind any kind of organized crime, illegal firearm sales and usage, and all black market activity, gambling, and corruption. And we execute divine judgment against the forces of darkness. Do you hear that?
Yeah.
And cancel every satanic operation and maneuver designed against the city of Fremont and the surrounding cities and its residents. We evict every demonic spirit. We arrest them from the neighborhoods in this city and the surrounding cities and decree that the works of the devil are destroyed. We plead the blood of Jesus over and around every household in the city and all those little towns on in this whole area, every school. And we render every assignment of the enemy against our youth null and void, powerless and ineffective. We declare that the heavenly angels, we dispatch them and have been given charge over this city, go and shoot arrows of deliverance into these places and all the surrounding cities to protect, guard, and defend it in the name of Jesus. Yeah. We loose the blessing of the Lord upon every individual and family and neighborhood and business and area of government in the city. We decree that every stronghold of the enemy has fallen and is no more, Father. Send forth laborers into the city of Fremont. We thank you, Father, and send forth us as laborers in the surrounding cities, preaching the gospel, bringing healing to the brokenhearted, deliverance to the captives, liberty and restoration to them that are bruised. Father, send forth an outpouring of the Holy Spirit, wisdom, truth, love, joy, peace, righteousness, faith, holiness, and your word to saturate like a flood this entire area. So, Father, thank you that your word will not return void, but shall accomplish everything it is sent out to perform in the city of Fremont and the surrounding cities in the mighty name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. So, let's receive communion.
Praise God. Glory.
I'll just take it. Go ahead and give it to him. That the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, he took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke that bread and he said, take it and eat it, for this is my body, which was broken for you, for your healing. Do this in remembrance of me.
Praise God.
It's for your healing. It's a done deal.
It is done. The fight is
you
over.
Don't even have to pray.
No. Praise God. Just thank him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
And after the same manner, he took the cup. And when he had supped, he said, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. He shed his blood and removed our sins. But now when we sin, we need to ask God for forgiveness.
Don't and let then, the sun go down on your wrath. You need to give place to the devil.
1 John 1:9 says, If if we confess our sins, he is faithful, he is just to forgive us and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness, because we break fellowship with God when we sin, and that needs to be restored. Because you feel dry. If you feel dry, confess or check it out. So let's receive that and that blood that cleansed us.
Thank you, Lord. Praise God.
For as often as they did eat this bread and drink this cup, you show the Lord's death until he comes. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Maybe you should play I Raise a Hallelujah. Whatever. Yeah. Well, while she's getting it ready, we'll say the Pledge of Allegiance. Hallelujah. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Amen.